What the heck is up, guys? It's your host, Caroline Cook, and welcome back to the podcast. All right, so today we are going to get down and dirty and discuss gender inequities. I want to take a look at the gender inequities that contribute to workplace stress. There are so many contributors to stress. I mean, ethnicity, education, culture, age, gender. The list goes on and on, but I have found a few contributors that are especially relevant to working women that appear to me to go back hundreds of years. Okay, so let's kick this off with sexual harassment. This is just such a problem these days, especially in the workplace. Sexual harassment-related stress is one of the biggest ones, factors, variables, whatever, for women. And it just has got to go. One of the studies I read mentioned that women who work in quote-unquote masculine jobs are far more likely than women who don't to suffer from sexual harassment-related workplace stress. So take my brother's wife, for example. Sorry, Ashley, I hope you don't mind, I'm spilling your beans. But she used to work in business until she decided she hated misogyny. Anyways, so she showed up to work in a new suit one day, and her male supervisor decided he would say, "I bet your boyfriend likes the way you look in that." I mean, gross. Anyone knows that this is gross. But here's the real problem. Now she spends the rest of the day doing monotonous tasks for her scum of a boss. And in the moment, she has to choose between her values and her career. Now, clearly, Ashley chose her values, but a lot of women don't. And they shouldn't have to be put in a position to give up their career just so they don't have to tolerate pathetic assertions of dominance when they come into work. Here's another thing. The world is literally against women, so that's fun. And I mean that in the most empathetic way, being that I am a woman and have experienced everything I'm about to talk about. The first being that occupational stress can definitely and does affect all genders. Although what I found to be particularly interesting and infuriating is that women appear to be more disproportionately exposed to stressors within their work environments. So I'll throw myself under the bus this time instead of my brother's loving wife. But last summer I was working as a hostess, and here are some noteworthy things that happened to me. Let me also just say that I in no way a year ago had associated these stressors with my gender before, but after reading these studies, I realized that a lot of these things I noticed that were happening to me were not also happening to my male coworkers. So the first being that I was constantly being assigned more dull and repetitive tasks. Okay. I know you're all thinking right now, well, you are a hostess, that's already dull and repetitive, so you stand at a desk and say hi. But, yeah, but no. I mean, even other times when I would have to do jobs that weren't in my job description. Wow, that really unintentionally just segued nicely into my next thing. All right, so the next thing is that my work was always interrupted with unexpected tasks. Like, constantly having my bosses come up to me and ask that I bus a table, or fold napkins, or clean silverware, or set a table. The list goes on, and I was having to do these other tasks while also having to attend to the customers waiting for a seat, which was my primary role. Now, unless you've never worked in customer service before, you probably won't be able to comprehend like how stressful this was, but take my word for it, people are angry, and yeah, it wasn't fun, and right about now, you might be asking yourself, well, what does this mean? Like, what are you talking about, Caroline? What does this have to do with gender and your whole argument? Well, my fellow podcasties, is that a word? I don't know. It was proven that women are expected to experience these kind of interruptions and additions during their work days on average more than men. All right, let's just finish off the night with some more things that make me want to implode. The real kicker is that women are also proven to have significantly less social support from their coworkers and supervisors than men are. Take this quote I read from one of the studies that says, "On one hand, they gain approval if they convey traditionally female characteristics, such as warmth and expressiveness. But on the other hand, they must behave in an individualistic, power-centered manner if they want to succeed professionally. That has a lot of big words and took me a while to understand, but here's what I got. What an annoyingly huge double standard for us women. Like, women have to be so multifaceted to get noticed in the first place, and impossibly so to succeed from that point. It really makes me feel optimistic about my future. Okay, well, I think we're about out of time, so I'm going to leave you guys with this. Stress is unbelievably common and has massive effects on people's quality of lives and their overall health. But the double standard, lack of roles and equal recognition that women endure makes it nearly impossible for them to cope with or triumph workplace stress. I hope that all of you walk away from this podcast hating the patriarchy. No, I'm kidding. Kind of. But seriously, I am hopeful that as women continue to become seniors in more corporations, we will start to see a change in workplace stress and more equal opportunity for women. That'll be it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.